Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Thank you. Our scripture today comes from the 5th chapter of Matthew as you scurry to your seats. 5th chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 12. It is a passage that you are very familiar with. It is a sermon of Jesus, his first recorded sermon in the gospel according to Matthew. We're going to use a very different translation. We're going to use the Message translation. You're going to find it on your screens, and I'm going to read it from there. But I invite you to hear these words with fresh ears as we go to the ancient words of our text. Let us read. When Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, he climbed a hillside. Those who were apprenticed to him, the committed, climbed with him. Arriving in a quiet place, he sat down and taught his climbing companions. This is what he said. You are blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and his rule. You're blessed when you feel you've lost what is most dear to you. Only then you can be embraced by the one most dear to you. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are. No more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be bought. You're blessed when you're worked up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink and the best meal you'll ever eat. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you find yourselves cared for. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and your heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. You're blessed when your commitment to God provokes persecution. The persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. Not only that, count yourselves blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort and they are uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens, give a cheer even, for though they don't like it, I do, and all heaven applauds, and know that you are in good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten into that kind of trouble. This is the word of God for us, the beloved people of God. Thanks be to God. I invite you to pray with me. Holy, merciful, wonderful God, stir up within us a radical response to your word. Bless us in ways that we are not expecting. Bless us with uncomfortableness. Bless us with unsettledness. Bless us with an itch that just can't be scratched. Bless us with when we leave here, we have to keep thinking about this. Stir within us a desire, no, Lord, a craving for you, with something that only you can satisfy. Lift up your cross, O God, and hide me behind it, so that what I say is what you once said. For you, O God, and you alone should be glorified and lifted up. Hide your servant. Speak, Lord. Speak, my Lord. for your servant is listening. Amen. Last week, we looked at a radical response to Jesus' call on James and Andrew, Peter and John. This week, we're going to look at a radical response called blessings. Now, blessings are something that are good, right? You say, bless you. I've been told bless you a lot this week as I've sneezed through the week. You know, and when you say blessings on someone, you're wanting good things to happen to them, right? And when you say someone is blessed, you usually think, oh, they've got it all together. They have good health. They are financially secure. They're gifted in some way. Blessings are a good thing. In fact, if you look up the word blessed, it means God's favor. You have God's favor in some way. So blessings are a good thing. So what is Jesus talking about in these strange blessings of his? See, I've got agreement on this. Thank you, darling. I mean, Jesus has a radical idea about what it means to be blessed. Let's look at these again. He says, you are blessed when you're at the end of your rope. That doesn't feel like a blessing to me. You know, here you are dangling. You don't know what you're going to do. Life's not very fun. There is no rainbow, unicorn, or cotton candy at the end of the rope. That is not a blessing, right? You're blessed when you feel lost. You've lost what is most dear to you. That's not favor, is it? I don't feel blessed when that's happened. Yet Jesus says we're blessed. He says, you're blessed when you're content with who you are. Someone needs to tell the advertising agencies this. Because every time I see a commercial, they're trying to convince me that I'm too old, that I need wrinkle cream, that I'm too fluffy, that I don't drive the right car, right? That my house is not, you know, big enough. Really. You look in our society, and they're trying to tell us, stop being content with yourself, right? And yet Jesus says, you're blessed when you're content with who you are. You mean 56 going on 57 real quick? I'm supposed to be content with that? I'm a speed limit plus two? Jeepers, I don't feel pretty blessed when I try to get up in the morning and I sound like snap, crackle, pop. I mean, that's just, you know, no. You're blessed when you work up a good appetite for God. Okay, I get that one. When you have such a love of God that you can't get enough, that's a blessing. I get that one. You're blessed when you care. That sounds good. But what happens when you care so much that your heart gets broken? You know, that happens when you care, when you love. When you love deeply, your heart's going to get broken. And that doesn't feel like a blessing. You're blessed when your inside world gets put right. Yeah, that's a blessing. When your mind and your spirit all gets put into the right way. Yes, that's a blessing. I can agree with that one. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete and fight. This one's hard. This one requires us to stand up and to say, stop your warring patterns. Stop competing. Our society is built upon competition, is it not? Dog eat dog, be number one. I mean, heck, this afternoon, we're going to do some serious competition. I'm not going to say who, but a son of Tennessee is one. You know, I'm not saying. But there are other ways that our society is built on competition, is it not? And we tend to fight. And it's hard to stand up and say, hey, let's cooperate. because you tend to get to be the one that gets all the blows. But we're blessed when we do that. I believe so, because in doing that, we're more like God. We're blessed when your commitment provokes persecution. Excuse me, how is persecution being blessed? You know, how is it that I'm going to be blessed when people come after me because I love God so much? That doesn't feel like a blessing to me. And you're blessed when people put you down and throw you out and talk bad about you and speak lies about you. That doesn't feel like a blessing to me. Am I the only one who doesn't see the logic in this one? Yet that's a blessing? Okay, so Jesus says the results of these blessings. If these are blessings, then there had to be results in our lives. Oh. Okay, when there's less of me, there's more of God. Oh, okay. You mean I don't get to be the center of the universe? When I step aside and let God be the center, then there's more room for God? Okay. Oh, only then you can be embraced. You mean when I step aside and I become the peacemaker, when I allow my love of God to shine through, when I become the one who stands up for what is right, then I can be embraced by the one most dear to me. Oh, that's the moment when I find myself proud owners of everything that can't be bought. Oh, when I receive these radical blessings, God becomes the food and the drink that is the best meal in all the universe. When I have the faith and the courage to receive these radical blessings, it is at that moment of being careful that I become cared for. And when I have the courage to receive these radical blessings, then I can see God on the outside world because God has become my inside world. And when I am faithful to the Word of God and accept these radical blessings, then I can discover who I really am. Not who the world says I am, but who I was created to be, and I can find my place in God's family. And what it means that the truth is so close to me for comfort, and that makes the people who persecute me very uncomfortable. And then I know I'm doing the right way, because the prophets and the witnesses was treated in the same way. You know, sometimes when I feel persecuted, that's when I know I'm on the right path. And I tend to talk out, say, powers and principalities, thank you for confirming that I'm on the right path, because you wouldn't be so scared. You know, I'm on the right path because you don't want me to go this way. So the question is, are you ready? Do you have the courage to be radically blessed like this? Folks, we need to get ready. We need to be ready for the radical blessings of God from this radical Jesus. This is the way, the truth, and the life. Thanks be to God.